Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will, and I magnify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. We welcome you in this place right now. Saturate the atmosphere. Move on us and move in us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come blessing your holy name. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the adoration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you loved us first. Amen. Oh, Lord, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, for the finished work, amen, on Calvary, amen. We thank you for your shed blood that redeemed us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, amen, that makes all things new. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come to receive on today. We come walking in expectations, amen. Oh, Lord, we come trusting you in all things, for all things, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Father, you are our God, and we praise you. We thank you for another day that you have given us by your grace and mercy. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. Amen. We give you praise, and we thank you that even as we press on today, that we will make it. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that the devil can do to stop us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us and all that believe in you. Amen. And to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and your mercy, amen, endures forever, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Today is the purpose of fight, the good fight of faith. Give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, oh, Lord, that you would bless, touch, heal, and deliver us and change our lives from today onwards, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about and all that we bring to you on today. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight, hallelujah, and win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your healing water flow into the life of your children, oh, God, for we are your children, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we don't come just to be doing something, but we come out of the intimate love and relationship that we have with you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your angels ascend and descend upon our lives. Give your angels charge over us and deliver us, amen. Let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the wicked ones be purged off the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the angels of the Lord persecute the enemy right now, amen. Let your angels fight for us in the heavens against principalities, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the angel of your presence save us, amen. Let the angel of your presence, of God, save those in our family, all that we love and concerned about. Save our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives, oh God, our mothers and brothers and sisters, oh God, all that we love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the angel of your presence, oh God, help right now. And we just want to say thank you. Let your angels go before us and make the crooked path straight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Send your angels before us, oh God, to prosper our ways, amen. Lord, hear our voice and send your angels to deliver us and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, send your angels to minister to us, amen. Oh, Lord, we come to Zion and to an innumerable, amen, company of your angels, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. According to Hebrews 1 and 14, we decree in the past that we are heir of salvation. Oh, Lord, send your angels to minister to us, amen. Send your angels to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Lord, confess, hallelujah, we thank you. Lord, confess us before your holy angels. Send your angels in the night to minister to us, oh God. Let your angels meet and walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your angels, amen, lead us and walk in our destiny. Send your angel, Lord, to be involved in reaching the lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, release your angelic armor to fight for and defend your church, oh God. Send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We cut off the acts of violence out of the hands of the wicked right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the offenders of violence, men, be exposed right now and cut off. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let violence be no more in our borders, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We bind and rebuke our spirits of hatred and murder that would manifest through terrorism right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, keep us from all evil. Sanctify us through your word of truth, oh God. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world might believe that we've been sent by you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our heart's desire and prayer for Israel that they might be saved, amen. Let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of your goodness and the work of faith with power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your word have free course in our life, oh Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling, amen. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, strengthen us with might, amen, by your spirit in the inner man. Let Christ dwell in our heart by faith, and let us be rooted and grounded in love, and let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of your love, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let us know the love of Christ which surpasses all understanding, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God, amen. Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can act or think according to the power that works in us, amen. Let utterance be given unto us, amen, that we may open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and all judgment, amen. Let us approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense at the day of Christ coming, amen. Let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death, amen. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy, hallelujah, of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, amen. Let us be strengthened with the might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, amen. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, Lord God, give us peace always by all means, and be with us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. We make supplication, intercession, and giving all thanks to all men and leaders in our nation and in the church, that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing that's being released on this line right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Matthew 16 and 19 that we have the keys of the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and the nobles with fetters of iron. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our life and those in our family. Amen. We bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all sickness and disease released against our mind and bodies right now. Let the exiles be loosed. Let the prisoners be loosed. Loose those according to death. Loose our necks from all bands. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose our we loose ourselves and our children and loved ones from the bands of wickedness. We loose ourselves and those in our family from the bands of Orion. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our minds, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose our city and region from every assignment of hell, and then we loose our kindness from every spirit of of pride, resent, and lack. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. Amen. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Let those who seek to hurt us be clothed with shame. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare victory on today. And we receive the victory that is already won in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord God, Lord, restore our soul. Keep our soul in deliverance. Rescue our soul from destruction and those in our family, oh God. Rescue their souls from destruction. And we just want to say thank you that you have delivered us from the oppressors, amen, who seek after our soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you have delivered us, oh God, and our family, our souls from death, and our feet from falling. Preserve our soul, for we are holy, amen. Rejoice our soul, for we lift up our soul unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul. We decree and declare according to 3 John 2 that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. We pray our soul will be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. Oh, Lord, satiate our soul with sackness. Our soul shall be joyful in the Lord. Amen. And you have covered us with the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. And we thank you. We break all ungodly soul ties and pray for godly soul ties right now that will bring blessing into our lives. Amen. We loose our soul from any oaths, inner vows, and curses that would bind us. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord. And let the people, hallelujah, serve him with gladness. And we just want to say thank you for this mighty move this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, you enlarge the path under our feet so that we, hallelujah, so that our feet will not slip up. Let strangers submit to you when they hear your voice, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, the heavens declare your glory and the sky proclaim the work of your hands. Your voice has gone unto all the earth and your words to the ends of the world, amen. Save, Lord, you are the King. Hear us when we call, amen. Show your strength, O Lord, so that we may sing and praise your power, amen. Lord, you inhabit our praise, and we thank you, O God. You are holy, O God, for you said, but we shall be holy, amen, because you are holy, amen. Lord, everyone on the earth will remember you, O God. People all over the world will turn and worship you because you are in control, the ruler of all nations, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, the everlasting gates have opened for us, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Psalm 25, verse 4 through 5, show us your ways, O Lord. Teach us, O God, your path. Lead us in your truth and teach us where you are the God of our salvation. We'll wait on you all today, amen. Lord, you guide the humble in justice, amen. And you teach the humble your ways, O God. We come humbling ourselves this morning, hallelujah, under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, because we fear you, you will reveal your secret to us, and we hallelujah, and will show us your covenant, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. You are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our life, and whom shall we be afraid? What thing we have desired of the Lord, that we, hallelujah, that we will, hallelujah, that we will seek you always, that we, hallelujah, may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in your temple. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you long to be gracious to us. You rise to show us your compassion. You are our God, amen, hallelujah. You are a God of justice. We will wait for you and be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we wait, hallelujah, that in the wait we are strengthened. In the wait we are blessed. In the wait we are healed. In the wait we are delivered. In the wait we are set free because we trust in you. We wait in expectation. Hallelujah. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We will not say that we are sick. because our iniquity is forgiven. Amen. Let every wilderness and solitary place in our life rejoice and blossom abundantly as a rose. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation, and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let righteousness work peace in our life. And let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever and ever. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare 1 John 1 and 9 this morning that our sins are forgiven. Amen. And that we are cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, deceived us, abused us, rejected us, lied on us, lied to us. We forgive them. Amen. Hallelujah. We have mercy on them today. Amen. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you forgive them, oh God, and help them to turn from their simple practice and evil doings of this world, oh God. It's our prayer that all we save in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have forgiven us. Amen. Oh Lord, we come praying with a prayer of thanksgiving this morning. Lord, we just want to thank you. It is you that have kept us. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, all that's on the line on today, that have come believing, oh God, walking in expectation. Lord, open up rivers and high places for us, and fountains in the midst of our valley. Amen. Lord, in every desert place in our life, we decree and declare that you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees and cedars and acres and myrtles, olives and cypress trees and fir trees and pines. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, right? Lord, give us power and increase our strength right now. We decree and declare Isaiah 40 and 31 that we will mount up with wings as eagles, amen, and we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be faint, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for you are our help, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for your help right now. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare, amen, when we pass through the water, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives, amen. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, and the flames will not, hallelujah, set us ablaze, amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel, and we thank you. Make darkness light before us, and hallelujah, we just want to say thank you that we operate in your marvelous life. Oh, glory to your name, God. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you bless us in our going and coming on today. And those in our family, oh God, we pray right now. Let us receive trials and faith and mercies and all that we love and concerned about our Lord. And even as my husband traveled alone today, 3 years and 5 years, and those of us that are drivers and our husbands or family members or loved ones that are drivers, truck drivers, and hallelujah, rideshare drivers, oh God, whatever type of bus drivers, whatever type of driver, taxi driver, oh Lord. Jesus, them throughout the day as they travel to and fro, oh God. Be their God, oh God, and their rear guard, oh Lord. And Lord, we thank you for traveling grace and mercies right now. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, all that we have and all that we will have, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. Over every vehicle, form of transportation that we all may take on today, and those in our family and loved ones may take or enter into today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, everywhere our heads may lay. Hallelujah. Our children's schools, amen. Hallelujah. Workplaces. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against the judgment, you shall condemn, amen. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father. Oh, Lord, as we read your word this morning, we decree and declare your word is true. We believe in your word. Lord, we ask that you open up our understanding, oh God. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, oh God. That we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for long life, good health and strength this morning, wholeness and newness of life. Let it be so for your children, oh God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we shall live and not die. We thank you, Lord God, for your full armor. And we put on the full armor of God right now. And we decree and declare that we're covered with the full armor of God from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way and sent in the way of our family members and loved ones right now. May they be consumed with their own fiery darts. May it consume their camp and burn up their wicked ways. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we enter into this day covered with your full armor, that we're truly protected, that our families are covered with your full armor, and we decree and declare victory is won. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives and those that we love and concerned about their lives and all who we pray for today and will be praying for today. Thank you for turning it around for our good. And we decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you just open up your mouth and thank him right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare it's harvest time. Amen. Breakthrough has come. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your perfect love that casts out all fear. Amen. We decree and declare we don't have the spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate in it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome, you beautiful women of God on the line today. I thank God for you and your commitment to be in position on today. And I pray that because we are positioned to receive my Heavenly Father, that we receive the blessing of the Lord with no delay. Amen. That make it rich and add no sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus Yahweh. Yeshua. Amen. Good morning, Sister Takara. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Bless all my name of the Lord. I am here at an intercession, ready to serve, ready to continue to God's glory. And I message, yes, the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Good God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I pray that God will give you well, we do have it. We have it, and you just have to receive it, you know, of control, amen, and discipline, amen, to be able to get in the gym every day, amen, but most of all to get up and serve God, you know, start your seeking, you know, the beginning of your day seeking God first and his kingdom and all his righteousness. A lot of us, and I just thank God for you, we say you're in the gym, are trying to get back to that place to be able to be obedient to it, amen, to be able to have that self-control. Hallelujah, and determination and focus to get in the gym to say, you know what, I'm going to go. I'm getting up and I'm going, and I'm not going to let nothing stop me, and I'm going to keep going, talking to myself. Amen. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? God bless you.
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm blessed.
Amen. We're so good. We're so glad and so blessed to have you on the line this morning. Just so good to see that when you popped on, I said, oh, she's back. So we just thank God for you and know that we are praying for you always. Amen. Lifting you up. And I pray that God will continue to bless you and be your strength. Amen. Give you the strength that you need to keep on keeping on. Amen. To trust him even more. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hallelujah. I thank God for you. So good to see you on the line this morning. I bet you when you got up, you said, wait, hold on. Get on this line.
I set my alarm for 4:50. I set my alarm for 4:50, and it went off, but I was like, I got 10 more minutes. That 10 more minutes went to overtime.
Jesus, we know whenever we got 10. When I try to do that, I say, get up now. No, that ain't going to work. Get yourself up. Trust me, I had to try before. Be like, because I know I did that before and went on back to sleep, and, baby, I was past the time 40 minutes. So I was... This was the work one day. I was like, I got 10 minutes. I woke up. It was like, no time to go to work. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, we thank God for you being on the line. And we love you. We thank God for you. I pray God will continue to just use you mighty even more in this season. I pray for God to refresh the anointing that's on your life. You know, fresh oil be upon your head. Amen. God's holy oil be upon your head. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put on the garment of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. This morning, our scripture is going to be coming from 1 Peter. Amen. Hallelujah. I do want us to lift up and continue to pray for my husband, Pastor Doris A. Manny. Amen. Just, oh, my God, God is doing a mighty work in him. Amen. It's just his protection and God's blessing upon his life and the Holy Spirit with God and lead him in path of righteousness and that he would truly be blessed as he go in the name of Jesus. Amen. And my mother, Carol, is praying for her healing and deliverance from the attack of the enemy on her life and her husband and that the peace of God be in her home and reign over every area of life that the joy of the Lord would just overtake her. And my sisters, amen, that I don't really talk to often. Well, I don't talk to them really at all. I just pray that God will touch their life and that they will come to know Christ Jesus and that they will not continue to operate according to the worldly system because they're so caught up in the world and the worldly things. They're not believers in Jesus, but praying that they will come to know Christ for themselves and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and that they will come out of operating in darkness. Amen. They're operating in the false light, which is darkness. And so I pray for them this morning. And Minister Lauren Green, just pray that God will continue the peace of the Lord will flow in his life and be in his life and his family. I call upon the God of all comfort and the God of all hope to restore the hope and the joy and the peace in that family. And God will just bless him in a mighty way. He's definitely a man of God, seeking God. So I just pray that God will bless him in abundance and surprise him on today with his goodness and favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I pray this morning God will bless our hands. Amen. Bless us with increase. Bless our businesses, those of us that have businesses that you're starting up, that you already have established, and you're just trusting God for a mighty move for your business. I pray that God will just step in right now and just open up the doors of opportunities for you, great doors. Doors of blessings, amen, doors of financial increase and provision, that God will give you creative ideas, amen, that you will go, that you will step out on faith like never before, and then God will just overflow you with his blessings and favor and guidance and direction and instruction that you will truly be blessed, and God will send the right people that he's ordained and anointed for your life, for your business, and for ministry. And hallelujah, I receive that. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. I receive that the blueprint that will bless, amen. The blueprint that will prosper, amen. The blueprint that will give us a sure way for success. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. They will seek us out, amen. Hallelujah. If that's the business you do and they're seeking, they will seek you, amen. They will not look for anyone else but you. God will place you on their heart, amen, and they will seek you out and they will find you and they will bless you, amen. I pray for contracts to come, contracts. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Holy One of Israel. Amen. Amen. So our scripture today, we thank God we receive that in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, thank you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 through 25. We started out on yesterday. Me and Sister Shavante were on the line yesterday. And we were in 1 Peter, so we're finishing out there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 through 25. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. 17 through 25. Hallelujah. Will you have a say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know the choir is at the gym, so we're going to go right in. First Peter chapter 1, verse 17 through 25, New King James Version, reads, "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Verse 22 says, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever." Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just feel that all over. Hallelujah. Fear is not the fear of a slave for ruthless masters, but the healthy respect of a believer for all powerful God, because God is the judge of all the earth. We dare not ignore him or treat him casually. We should not assume that our privileged status as God's children gives us freedom to do whatever we want. We should not be small children, but grateful children who love to show respect for our Heavenly Father. See, a slave was redeemed. When we look at verse 18 and 19, hallelujah. Let me close out the line because somebody got something going on. I want to get a movement there. Amen, because I want us to be able to hear. Amen. A slave was redeemed when someone paid money to buy his or her freedom. So God redeemed us from the tyranny of sin. Amen. Not with money, but with the precious blood of his only son. My Lord, my God. We cannot escape from sin on our own. I want us to understand it. Only the life of God's son can free us. Amen. Only Jesus Christ's life can free us. Christ's sacrifice for our sins was not an afterthought. It was not an afterthought. Not something God decided to do when the world spun out of control. See, this plan was set in motion by the all-knowing eternal God long before the world was created. What a comfort it must have been to the Jewish believers to know that Christ's coming and his work of salvation were planned by God long before the world began. So this assured them that the law was not being scraped because it didn't work, but that both the law and the coming of Christ were part of God's eternal plan. When we look at verse 22, sincere love involves selfless giving. A self-centered person can't truly love. See, God's love and forgiveness is free. God's love and forgiveness, hallelujah, free you to take your eyes off yourself and to meet others' needs. Amen. By sacrificing his life, Christ showed that he truly loves us. He truly loves you. Amen. Now you can love others by following his example and giving yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By giving yourself. Hallelujah. Many of us won't do that. We give ourselves, but will you truly give yourself like Christ did, sacrificially? When we look at verse 24 and 25, amen, as I wrap up here in Scripture, because all flesh is grass and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers and its flowers falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. The quoting is in Isaiah 40, verse 6 through 8. Peter reminds believers that everything in this life, possessions, accomplishments, people, will eventually fade away and disappear. Only God's will is word and work are permanent. We must stop grasping the temporary and begin focusing on our time, come on, money and energy on the permanent, which is the word of God, and our eternal life in Christ Jesus. We must stop grasping the temporary of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Lord, we thank you that your word is forever established in heaven. Hallelujah. God bless you all. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Hallelujah. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank God for the confirming prophetic word this morning. And my presentation is just for my oldest son, King, K-I-N-G. Again, he's growing and experiencing life. So I just pray God for his continued protection.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe I heard some of that. I know your background is a bit much to kind of hear you through it. But I believe you said for your son, King, your older son, King, protection and guidance. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you, O God, for the life, health, and strength, O God, of your son, O God. King, we lift him up on today, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name, let your hedge of protection be around him, Lord God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers him and protects him right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we could decree a thing. So we decree and declare that wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. So we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, covers him, that he's saturated in the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we thank you that you hide him under your wings, oh God, your mighty wings. And Lord, we pray for your divine guidance and leading, oh God, for his life, oh God, that he would truly be blessed and kept safe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray that he would operate with your godly counsel, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would bless him with knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. For your word said, my people, they perish from the lack of knowledge. So Lord, fill your son, oh God, with thy knowledge, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he will not perish, that he will be known, oh God, because you have blessed him to know. Amen. You have blessed him, oh God, and have guided him and leaded him all the days of his life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name, let him find favor in thy sight, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of his mother. Lord, we pray that your peace be upon her, oh God, that your peace reign in every area of her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless her and keep her, Father God, as she seek you more, that she will find you, amen. And let there be a great pouring in. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we believe. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just need prayer for peace, healing, finances. I'm just going through it.
My Lord, my God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Shaba Koroshiti, Rikarabo Shanana Kashata. In your name, God. Lord, we come believing on today, oh God. Lord, we come with our combined faith on today, oh God, as we lift up our sister on this line today. Lord, we come, oh God, oh Lord, we come bringing her to you, oh God, hallelujah, like the friends of the leper, oh God, that brought him to Jesus, amen, that they could not get through the multitude, so they went through the roof because of their faith. Jesus said that he was healed, amen. So, Lord, as we come bringing our sister this day with our faith, oh God, as we lift her up to you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, amen, let healing come right now. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, restore, oh God, restore. Restore finance, oh God. Restore the peace, oh God. Restore the joy in her life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every tissue, oh God, every nerve in her body. Let restoration come right now. Let her not be feeble, oh God. Oh, Lord, be her strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we call upon your help, oh God. Oh, Lord, your word said when the righteous cry out, oh God, that you deliver them out of all their troubles. Oh, Lord, we cry out this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that your daughter, oh God, and all that's on the line and all that we love and that's connected to us will be delivered out of their troubles, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your word says the prayers of the righteous avail as much. We come praying, oh God, that our prayers may avail on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for answer prayers. We thank you, Lord God, that you're already moving, that you're already working, oh God. Help her to receive, oh God, the miracle that's working on the inside right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you have the resurrection power working on the inside, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let the works of the enemy be destroyed upon the life of your daughter. Everything that the enemy is doing behind the curtain, amen, behind the scenes, let it be destroyed right now. Let it backfire on them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We break the hands of the wicked one that's holding on to our finances and possessions right now. Let it be released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, release your warring angels up to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered right now. And we decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for supernatural blessing, supernatural healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now for the life of your daughter. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help on today. Oh, Lord, fill her with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Surprise her with our goodness on today, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with you. We decree and declare the victory right now. Just receive it. If you open up your mouth and say, I receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may it be unto you according to your faith. And Lord, I pray that you increase your faith right now to receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free, miracles of financial increase. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, bless the children that you have given her, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. We call upon you. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We call upon you right now. You are Jehovah Sabbath. You are Jehovah Mekadishkim, Jehovah Sikadu. We call upon you that you will work in the life of your daughter this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. Have your way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Sister Sean. We love you, and we thank God for you. All is well with your soul. Amen. Receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just open up your mouth and say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my mighty Koshadaba. Hamari Kashendiri. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We're not just saying it just to say it, but we truly love you so, so very much. So, so very much. Amen. And we just thank God for you, sister. It's turning around. It's turning around for your good. We serve a God of turnaround. Lord, turn it around right now, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name, turn it around for the good of your children, for the life of your daughter. Hallelujah, son, this day. Turn it around, Father. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I know you're tired.
I know you're tired, but God is about to give you a strength that you yourself not going to be able to understand. Hallelujah, but just receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because God is able to do all things but fail. Hallelujah. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you can hear me, Sean. I know sometimes your voice gets hoarse on you, but God bless you, sister. We love you.
I can. I'm still out of town for doctor's appointment, so I'm in with my grandbaby, so that's why I'm kind of...
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
So, just, me, I just, like today, I'm just feeling so sluggish. Yesterday, I felt so sluggish. So, I need a refresher. So, sure enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want, these are the times of morning when I'm used to being up, you know, like Takara, moving around, you know, and it's like, This year right here, I've really been struggling. Not even this year, this past 6 months, I've been struggling real bad with getting back to that, you know, and I definitely want to get back to that early rising, rejuvenated, you know, getting ready to move for life, you know, and doing things. So I just need that refreshing. I need it. I don't need it.
Yes, Lord.
And I just need my grandma as well. Mm-hmm.
Come again?
A prayer for my grandma as well.
I didn't hear the last one.
No, I said a prayer for my grandma as well.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace in a time of mercy. So, Lord, we come on today, O God, lifting up your daughter, O God, and all that she has petitioned this day with all faith, O God, believing and trusting you for a mighty move, O God, for a refreshing right now. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that it be done right now, O God. We decree and declare no more setbacks, amen, no more delays. We decree and declare no more struggles, amen. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord be upon your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of God, fill her fresh right now. Fill her fresh daily, amen. Hallelujah. Fill her fresh wherever she's been empty, whatever, oh God, right now we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will feel a renewal, renew the fire, renew the zeal, amen, the passion and the desire to serve God even more, amen, renew, Holy Spirit, refresh her, right now we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that it is so, that it's taking place right now, oh Lord, help her to get up and seek you early in the morning, amen, that she will truly find you, oh God, hallelujah, let there be a great pouring in, oh God, refresh the anointing that's on her life, oh God, strengthen about your mighty hand, oh God, right now, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank
whatever
God.
It is, oh Lord, that's causing her to stumble, whatever it is that's causing her to, hallelujah, hallelujah, to drag along the day, oh God, whatever it is, let it be removed right now and taken out the way,
yes.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory, we decree and declare the refreshing on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that you are God, hallelujah, you are the apple of your Father's eye, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, I decree and declare your word, amen, that she is blessed, amen. Because you have blessed her, and that you have blessed, no man can curse.
Yes.
We decree and declare you to be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, Father God, that we can decree and declare that it is so right now as we walk by faith and not by sight, believing that it is done. Amen. Believing a restoration has come. Believing that the time of rest, hallelujah, refreshing has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask that you, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that you would just breathe on her like you did your disciples before you ascended in heaven.
Yes.
Breathe on her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that this restoration will come, that the refreshing might come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that strength may come, amen, that she will speak, amen, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that she will go in the name of the Lord, amen, and accomplish all that she set out to do for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she will leave nothing undone, amen, hallelujah, because she has Christ operating on the inside. And we just want to say thank you. And we lift up our grandma on today. We pray her healing. We pray for deliverance right now. Anything that's put in mind and body, oh Lord, let it be delivered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let joy come right now. Let joy come this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, that peace reign in and on, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree that the eyes have not seen, the ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plan that you have for your children. Amen. And we are your children. Her brother is one of your children. Amen. Her children are one of your children. Her husband, her mother, and her father, we are your children. And we decree and declare we receive the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us feel as I right now that you're already answered, that you're already moving, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, shout out.
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It is done. It is done. Sometimes we got to understand what God is saying. I'm just letting you rest right now because I have work for you to do. So in those times, just rest, because it's going to be a time for you to get up, and you will get up because it's God that's going to raise you up. It's God's going to give you the strength, and you're going to know it's none but God. It is not your doing. And you look at, oh, it's none but God. Look at God. Look how he's moving in me. But if you allow yourself to rest, because there's a time of rest. There's a season of rest. And a lot of times we don't understand that season of rest.
Okay.
And just rest in it. And don't beat yourself up in it, because it's your time to rest. God is still working. God bless you. God keep you. Thank God for you. I don't want you. You know, God has said, oh, because you didn't get up at this time, you didn't pray at this time, you didn't do what you used to do. God is not beating you up for that. You will beat your own self up for it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God take it.
You know, because we want to do right. We want to be in position. And when we're not, we begin to feel like, oh, Lord, I'm just being disobedient. I'm not doing what God wants me to do. Oh, and we get to worry. But that's what the devil wants you to do.
Yeah.
Try to stand ready. Yes. I got you. God said, I got you. I'm not letting you go. I ain't going to let you go too far. Amen. Because he knows your heart.
Amen.
God truly knows our hearts. Amen. He, no matter what your mind is trying to tell you or think, God truly knows your heart. Your mind is going to have all kind of thoughts. It's going to run rapid with all kind of craziness. But God knows your heart.
Amen.
God knows your heart. Amen. We can stop beating ourselves up. Anything that pops in our mind, we know how to speak to that thing. Devil, you a liar. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. God knows your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how it's talking to you, to believe them with their mind, but we believe them with our heart. My Lord, my God. Amen. Because our mind be going all kind of ways. We pray for our soul, which is our mind. Amen. So we just thank God. God bless you. We love you so much, sister. I love you. You know I love you. And I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
I have my sister Angela on the line this morning. She's popped in. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing right now? We're taking our prayer petition. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing okay. My prayer is helping me understand how to deal with not getting upset and not letting the devil take control. That's sometimes something you have a problem with. And to be at peace, to understand that things are going to go wrong, things are going to happen, but not let it take over my whole how I'm walking right and be toward me. So I really need help with that and prayer with that, honestly.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come, oh God, all your daughter petitioners today. We come on one accord with all faith, believing and trusting you, Father God, for a mighty move in her life, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that you'll help her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace, that she will know this is the way, amen, to defeat the enemy, amen. This is the way, hallelujah, to combat, hallelujah, the works of evil, the works of hell, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, help her to keep her mind stayed on you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help her to call on
you even more, to seek you even more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over your life right now. And we come against every plot, plan, and agenda and trickery of the enemy to cause you to move out of the spot where God can truly bless you and use you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. Amen. We silence the tongue of the evil speaker against your life. We deafen their ears that they will not be able to hear your prayers or conversations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's my prayer this day, oh God, and she will operate with your godly wisdom and counsel in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As she seek you early in the morning, amen, that she will receive divine directions and instructions, amen, hallelujah, that she will overcome the works and the power of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let your peace, we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, let your peace reign over every area of her life, oh God, that she will pursue peace, that she will become a peacemaker, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And we just want to say thank you right now. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we lift up your daughter to you this day, oh God. We decree and declare that she go out with joy. Amen. Hallelujah. She enter in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that you, Father God, is you that go before. Amen. It is you, oh God, that give your angels charge over her life, protecting her, hallelujah, keeping her from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Lord, let her know and receive right now the victory. Amen. Let her know what the victory is in Christ Jesus, that she would decree and declare, hallelujah, in every situation that she's more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. So she have the power working on the inside to conquer those things, to overcome the work of the enemy, amen, whether it's in her home, whether it's in her workplace, amen, whether it's in her relationships with others, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, every situation is concerning your daughter, that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for her good. And we thank you for our Father God, for your God of turnaround, that you're right now, God, and you answer prayers. So we thank you for answered prayers. We lift up her mother, oh God. We pray for healing for her body, joy, oh God, peace to her mind, and for her grandmother and her father, oh God. Lord, touch in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Bless, God, heal, God. We pray for wholeness and newness of life for them all. And we just want to say thank you for new beginnings, amen. We thank you for restoring the hope and the joy, amen, the peace, amen, hallelujah. And we thank you and we love you, Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line this morning. When you popped in, mm-hmm. I said, look at God. I am so grateful to all the beautiful women of God that's on the line here every morning. In this month of February that we've been on the line, today is day 21. We have 7 more days, and I just encourage you, if you can, to be on the line these last 7 days. Amen. We're trusting God for a mighty move as we wrap up in 7 days here, which is the number of completion. So we enter into new beginnings. Amen. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. My prayer petition has already went forth, and I just thank God for answered prayers this morning. I do want to pray prayers of blessing and restoration. Amen. Prayers for the blessing of Carmel and Sharon. If you don't know about the blessings of Sharon and Carmel, I would encourage you to read the book of Isaiah, particularly Isaiah 35. Amen. Isaiah 35 and Jeremiah 50, and also the Song of Solomon. Amen. I pray the prayers of the blessing of Carmel and Sharon and what that looks like in your life. And I pray that we all receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and also God's protection and will surround us, that we will not worry. Amen. What the enemy will try to do or do, but we are already overcomers. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you as we come together on one accord with the bond faith. We thank you that you're already moving, that you're already answering, oh God. For your word said, yet while we're speaking, you're already answering. You're already making a way for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for the way. Hallelujah. When we thought there was no other way, oh God, that there was no way out or no other way in, oh God, we thank you for making a way out of no way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, if all have come this morning believing to receive, oh God, Lord, I pray, oh God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, this day, oh God, this hour, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, this day will not end until we receive the blessing that you promised us, that this week will not end until we receive the blessings that you promised us, that this month will not end until we receive the blessings that you promised us, that this year will not end until we receive the blessings that you promised us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the heavens right now and pour our blessing, oh God, that we may receive a heavenly blessing on today, that we won't have room enough to receive that others will see and know, oh God, that it coming from you. Amen. And we thank you for the overflow, that other lives will be touched by the overflow of blessings. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that we receive the blessing of Carmel and Sharon upon our lives. Oh, Lord, let the ecstasy of Carmel be upon our lives right now. Let us be, hallelujah, let our life be fruit, a fruitful field like Carmel, amen. Let the beauty and fruitfulness of Carmel be upon our lives. Let our life be green and flourishing like Carmel and Sharon, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 35:2, in blossom and shall blossom, amen. This is your promise to us because of your kingdom. Let all our desert places bloom and come alive like Sharon. Water our life and hallelujah, let it blossom like Carmel. Let water gush forth in the wilderness around our lives. Let every area of our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let hallelujah, let our dry places become like a pool of God. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Let us feed upon the abundance of Carmel this day, oh God. Let the stream flow into our life and let it become abundant like Carmel and Sharon. There we decree and declare that there will be no waste places in our lives, but our life is abundant as Carmel. Let joy rejoice and increase in our life right now. And the joy of Carmel and Sharon right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the majesty and glory of Lebanon be upon our lives. Let all desert places blossom in the, as the rose. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the abundance and prosperity of Carmel and Sharon. Let the winter season come to an end. And let the flowers hardly appear in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our life blossom as a fig tree. Amen. Let our life be fruitful like the vine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the favors manifest in our life right now. Let the blessing and prosperity of the myrtle tree be upon our life. Let the blessing and fragrance of the pine be upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the crown Psalm 92:12. Let us flourish like the palm tree. Let us grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Let every area of our life grow like the lily. Amen. We receive the fullness of Carmel right now. The blessing and prosperity of the kingdom of God. Amen. Let the fruitfulness increase in every area of our life. Let sharing in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the plenty and abundance of Carmel. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our life is changing and becoming like Carmel and Sharon. Amen. That all our fields blossom and be fruitful like Carmel. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the streams of Lebanon flow into our lives. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let even our clothes be fitted like the cedars of Lebanon. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father, let your power surround us right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate us right now, those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, and stand guard around us and protect us wherever there's any attacks or situations that poses a threat against us or against our family, our children. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene right now. Lord, and preserve us, amen, and protect our lives and our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, we thank you for your protection, hallelujah, and your strengthening and your deliverance right now. We know, Father God, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those who believe. And we come believing, amen, that we receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So even right now, as we believe, oh God, let deliverance take place. Oh Lord, let your deliverance manifest right now. Deliver us from everything that poses a threat to our lives and those in our family. And strengthen us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even if we feel like we cannot go on anymore, oh Lord, release strength right now. Or when we feel like we are tired, cannot go on, oh God. Release your strength right now in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can keep on keeping on, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that you are faithful, amen, and reassuring, and release the grace over us right now to trust you. We know, oh God, that you surely will come for us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and protect us in all our ways from the evil one, whatever there's any attack or trap of the enemy that is launched against us or those in our family. Protect us right now and keep us going. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that your protection is being released around us right now and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We thank you for your divine protection. that we receive it from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that we love and concerned about, and we are protected. And we decree and declare that whatever we face, we are protected, and we shall come out shining. We shall live and see the goodness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the living. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you've heard our prayers. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us all. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love. But we are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. We're blessed going out and blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed lined up, blessed when we stand up again. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because it's you that have blessed us. We can't thank you enough, but we thank you. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hayato Kobo Shinti. I call keys to our new homes. Amen. Hallelujah. To our hands on today. Keys to your new homes. Amen. Hallelujah. I call our hands to those that are hallelujah and waiting for our husband. I call the hand of your husband. Amen. Hallelujah. That your hand may fall into his hand. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I call finances, amen, to our hands right now, that our bank accounts will be sealed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, God. I call healing, amen, that the report of the Lord takes place of the report of man. Amen. Hallelujah. That God has divinely intervened, hallelujah, and turned it around in healing. Has sprung up, amen, in our lives, in our bodies, amen. Hallelujah. Peace has overtaken us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and joy is our friend forever, amen. Hallelujah. God, we just want to say thank you. We receive it. We receive it with all faith, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let me hear y'all this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All I need is one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep y'all. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you. I'm praying that God restore back in you everything you've poured out.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you for it, Lord. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just to remind ourselves, even when we do go through, you know, that's just been brought upon me that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we have been commanded to rejoice and be glad thereof. So I'm going to just take that word and ride it for today when I'm feeling low. So that's it, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. You know we love you. I love you, and I'm going to keep saying it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, I love you, too.
Amen. Amen. Cause my cousin Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for the prayers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. I thank God for all you beautiful women of God. I love you all so very much. And I hope you know it. I hope you know it. I believe I have a relationship individually with you all. And I pray that the love of Christ just exudes, it just flows and comes through. When we talk or when we come together, and I pray that you see the love of Christ, you feel the love of Christ, amen. I'm not looking for anything, amen, hallelujah, but just to be used by God for your life and be a blessing in your life, amen. And know that you have my number, you can call me. Don't think I don't want to bother her. I know she's too busy right now. I'm never too busy for you all. So if you feel free to call me, call me, because if everybody think I'm so busy, then nobody's calling. So feel free to call me. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Just keep me and my husband up in you all's prayers as we're reaching out to do new things in this life together, you know, as husband and wife, and just trusting God all the way that God will just continue to open up the way even more for us as we journey out. And as we go out this weekend, the Gospel Public Ministries, if you're in Houston, Texas, and you'd like to join us as we go out and set up to be a blessing in the community, you know, just setting up prayer, praying for people, and whatever God has given us to give, whatever stuff is in our hand to give out, we'll be out this Saturday. So if you're interested in being a part of that, just let me know. In the meantime, God bless you. You all take great care. Remember, we're back on the line at 5 a.m. in the morning. We only have 7 more days. We wrap up this 28 days of prayer at the 5 a.m. hour. Just thank God for the strength, and just thank God for doing it. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live with the expectation that the King is coming and that your primary objective as a believer is to be a witness to every person that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let his name be glorified to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. I call you all blessed, and I decree and declare victory on today and forevermore. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We come together, and we all say amen, amen, and amen as we receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. I have a good day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.